To enter a planning gap and recommendations into the Qualitate application, we're going to click on Goal Clarity, Goal Achievement on the left-hand navigation. You'll see the goals that are already entered in here. Click View, and then Edit. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a place to add the planning gap and the recommendations or a place of most potential. If there's a certain strategy that you have, you can add it in here or choose from the list. And then the status will be active since you're currently working on this goal. Click Save. It's going to ask if you want to create a new goal template. If you're finding that these are the planning gaps and recommendations that you're using often, you can create a new template. The next thing that we're going to do is print a report. So click on Reports on the left-hand side. And then you'll see we have two options for goal achievement. We have goal achievement detail and goal achievement profile. The difference is that the detail contains the goal, the importance, supporting resources, obstacles and readiness, and includes the planning gap and recommendation. The goal achievement profile does not include the Geyser model, so it doesn't include importance, supporting resources, obstacles and readiness. So for the goal achievement detail, we'll click View, and then we'll click to download it. So here's the report that's going to pull up. You'll see the goal, importance, supporting resources, obstacles, readiness, planning gap, and place of most potential. You're going to see this for all of the goals that you've entered in. And this is what you're going to present to the client.